Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. You guys, welcome back to Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today, he's jacked, he's pumped, he's ready to go. Lots of pointing. Give it up for Jake Lewis.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I love talking horror movies, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
As soon as you were like, I love Halloween, I'm like, hey, I got a pitch for you. Podcast, and you're like, yes,
stoked. And at the Comedy Store, are you kidding me? Horror at the Store, this thing is so fucking cool.
It's not Horror at the Store.
Horror at the Store, is that what I said?
Horror, no, it's all good.
Horror
people
at the Store.
I think someone saw Bobby Lee and he was like, Horror at the Store, and I'm like, basically, yes, but spookier.
We're the Horror at the Store, you know, mm-hmm. I dig it.
It'd be like that. Today we are talking about Day Shift, the 2022 movie with Jamie Foxx and little baby Dave Franco.
Little baby Dave.
He's not a baby, but he looks like a baby.
He's baby faced.
He looks like a baby. So we do a log line off of the title alone. It's not what the movie's actually about.
Okay.
Just like, you know, what you think it is based off of the title. I'll go first.
Yeah.
I said Day Shift. A woman takes the day shift at a carnival and shit hits the fan when zombies invade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Which is sounds like Zombieland mixed with, it's basically
Well,
Zombieland.
That's exactly. So, like, yeah, when I heard the title Day Shift, I thought it was like these guys worked the day shift, like, doing the lawn at a graveyard or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I figured that was the horror element.
That would actually be a good movie.
But obviously the day element, I was like, oh yeah, vampires.
Spooky.
Like it has to be vampires because it's the day shift.
Yeah.
You know, they can't come out during the day. That makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is a vampire movie. I had a lot of friends be production assistants on this show or this movie, and I was like, I have no idea what it's about, but they're like, yeah, I'm working on Day Shift. I'm like, I don't know what that is. but vampires, and it's just Jamie Foxx. It opens in LA, mm-hmm. where we are right now. Wow, look at that!
It really hit close to home for me.
This little bit, I was like, wow, Hollywood sign. I know where that is. Jamie Foxx has this pool cleaning service, or so you think, because really. He's a vampire slayer.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
Jamie Foxx being a badass, killing vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens with him killing this old woman vampire.
Yeah, which would have been a total surprise if it wasn't like the opening scene of the trailer.
Yeah.
That's what kind of fucks that up, you know?
Yeah, this old woman is agile. She's just doing flips and just spinning a lot and crawling.
And that kind of what this movie brings to the vampire genre is like apparently in this movie, when you turn into a vampire, you also learn like intense jujitsu or something.
Which is awesome. Honestly, I can't even touch my toes. Yeah. So I feel like maybe I should become
a lot
a
of crab walking in this. Yeah. Like there was the old lady immediately dove into a crab walk. You know? And then also a lot of like, did you notice throughout the entire movie the scorpion, like the scorpion fall, you know, like
when yes,
the
skateboards
land on their head and the
yes.
They loved that scorpion fall.
They're like, we're just gonna milk the shit out of this.
Yeah.
It was they really
they went for it.
They went for it. And yeah. It worked, maybe. We'll see. Maybe not.
We'll see.
But yeah, just fighting this old lady goes and he kills her, obviously. She dead. She dead as fuck. And he goes to pick up his daughter from school. And of course, he's late. Oh, no. And he
classic shitty dad scenario.
Too busy killing vampires. Uh-oh, no. Doesn't have time for his kid. That's embarrassing. And is it his ex-wife? Or yeah. Soon to be, are they getting a divorce right now?
I think they are separated because of his busy schedule.
Mm-hmm. Of just
which I was confused from the beginning.
Yeah.
Whether everyone knew that he was a vampire hunter or that he was used his pool boy antics as a cover for his wife and kid.
I think that was a convoluted
story that I was lost
yeah.
at that point right from the beginning. Like she thought that he was just so busy cleaning pools that he couldn't. He's like, I can't make it to this ballet recital. I'm sorry. I know I missed a dozen. I know I've missed all of her birthdays, but I gotta clean this pool, you know?
I mean, LA has a lot of pools.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's like, you know, he has to clean all of them. He's really good at his job.
Who are these tyrannical pool owners? They're like, you have to clean it today.
It's Christmas Eve. I don't care. Get your ass in here. I don't care that your daughter's dying. Get in here now. Like, it's definitely just a cover. Okay. But it's like half the people know that there are vampires and some people don't, which is weird. But I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we have there's so much story in terms to like to get through with
this,
it gets so complicated. But continue.
It's the wife is like, I'm gonna take the daughter away. Aren't they like they're gonna move to Florida or something?
Yeah,
like, something like classic. That. Like, oh god, get out of here!
California to Florida, another classic move.
You gotta do it across the country. It's you know where dreams are made or destroyed. I don't know. They're like, I'm gonna take the daughter away because the mom's running out of money, and then Jamie Foxx is like, I'm going to get you that money. And she's like, you better get the money by Monday. So now he's got a time frame.
Ticking clock.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's go back for a second. They introduced this character of this real estate agent.
Right.
That's like...
She's the lead vampire.
She's like the lead lady. Vampire? Yeah.
Okay, by the way, that scene is the one scene that really stuck with me throughout this whole thing. Was like they were building a house, and to torture this one vampire, they put him into the foundation of the house. Was that was
yes,
at this
yes,
point of the
yeah.
Night. And they dumped concrete on him, going, well, maybe we'll dig you up in 100 years or something. And they dumped concrete on him because he's not gonna die. And they just they build him into the foundation of the house.
That's terrifying.
Like he's alive. In concrete, in the foundation of this person's house. First off, like, the person who bought that house, there's a fucking live vampire in the foundation of the house.
I mean, he can't escape yet.
That's a sequel.
That's a sequel. That guy's story. We don't want anyone else.
He could probably wiggle his way out of there.
Yeah.
Over the years.
But I feel like he'll get weak and, like, shrivel up and probably just...
Oh, because he's not drinking.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if, like, do vampires die if they don't get enough blood? Is that part of the rules?
Yeah, I think that
is it?
I mean, depending on, like, what vampire... I'm thinking Vampire Diaries, if they, like, don't...
Well, the rules are different in every vampire movie.
Yeah.
The rules in this vampire movie, like, I've tried to follow it. They're like, obviously the stake, there's the bullets, but, like, some vampires can survive a beheading.
Yeah.
And some
there's
can't
like,
survive
there's, like,
a beheading.
There's, like, specific types of vampires.
Yeah.
And, like, certain ones have to be killed differently. Which we find out because
I'm sorry, we're getting so ahead.
That's okay. It's okay. No, that's fine. That's how it be. Dave Franco, they go to this like vampire. What did I call it?
It's a vampire like government agency.
With Snoop Dogg.
With Snoop
Dogg. Who is the lead vampire hunter.
Which is sick.
It's honestly, you know? He should do more acting. This was fantastic. I think he was smoking a blunt right away. Was. And I was like, yes.
And I believe there was at one point he was listening to Snoop Dogg.
Which is, you're like, that's meta as fuck.
Wait, I'm like, if you are Big John in this movie, then who is Snoop Dogg to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I swear to God, they were listening to Snoop Dogg at some point in the movie. I made a note where I was like, so Snoop Dogg exists in this universe while he's also playing
someone else.
Big John.
You're like, but who's Snoop Dogg? It's not him.
It's not him.
Oh, God.
But yeah, the government agency. We established that Jamie Foxx's character is kind of on the outs. With this union of vampire hunters, and he's kind of like hunting along the side, trying to sell fangs to make money, because fangs are worth a lot of money, apparently. But if you're a part of the union, they're worth more money, and he was kicked out of the union. So he has to appeal back to this vampire government agency that is just meant to kill vampires.
Yes, and and the guy who he's trying to appeal to is, for those people who know the show Victorious, he's the guy who plays Sykowitz.
In Victorious?
Yes.
I think that's before my time.
That's okay. It was fantastic. And I was like, your childhood. It was honestly after my time too, but I was like, this seems like a fun show.
Yeah.
It's Nickelodeon. It's
Nickelodeon.
Fun.
Oh, that's not Disney.
No.
Okay.
It was Nickelodeon. No.
It was Nickelodeon.
I stopped with the mouse stuff.
No, I gotcha.
Like, gotta get off of that. So we meet Snoop, and the Sykowitz lead guy is like, I'm gonna assign you a caseworker to, you know, make sure that you're following protocol. And if you slip up, he's gonna report you. Who is this? Dave Franco. But he's playing a little neurotic. Little
classic buddy cop scheme. We got the run 'em, gun 'em. I don't play by anybody's rules.
I'm gonna shoot anything that moves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx. And then we got the by the book, super nerdy, uptight cop. Classic. That's the thing. This movie was more of like, to me, a buddy cop. Skewering of a buddy cop movie.
Literally.
That was like a horror comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't very scary.
No.
In any sense. But it was. There were some funny moments that I was like, this,
yeah.
I mean, Dave Franco, anytime he sees a vampire, he pees himself.
Yeah.
And that's like an ongoing thing. And it's honestly, it gets funnier every time. He's like, oh, I peed. And he's like, and Jamie's like, God, dude. He's like, you peed yourself. He goes, oh, yeah, but I just saw a vampire. He goes, yeah, everyone pees themselves when you see a vampire. And he's like, did you pee yourself? And he goes, no, but you did.
That was a great scene.
It had some good lines. I'm like, that was great. The realtor woman puts a hit on another vamp, and she kind of like revealed that the vampires now have this like sunscreen that they can walk in the daylight with.
Which, that's a cool, like, I like that sort of world building. Like, I like the thought of, like, in this world, they created a sunscreen to walk amongst people. Like, I always find that cool when, like, they bring something new to, like, the vampire genre in that way. They introduced a lot of stuff.
They did. They really, I was like, this should be, I think it was, like, a two-hour movie, too. It was, like, pretty long.
It was pretty long.
But I was like, maybe you should have made this, like, a series?
Yeah.
I think that would have been interesting to, like.
I'm sure there was a lot of fat that could have been trimmed.
That, too. Like, did we need the pool scene? Does it matter?
Yeah, does it matter? I don't know.
Not really. And then,
but damn, wait a second. Where are we at in the story? Continue. So,
you're good. Jamie,
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home.
When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Oh, he it's like revealed that like when you're around a vampire, you have to like take a shower or something.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
a skunk.
That's, okay, so
I
that's
was like, it's
thing.
Like it's like a skunk thing, but it's like they're vampires, and
if you kill a vampire, it releases a gas that stinks on your body, so
yeah.
you have to clean yourself off, otherwise other vampires can smell it. And I'm like, I don't know where that came from. It's never, I don't think it's ever been in any other vampire lore.
That was a weird thing to add,
and
but I was like, okay.
It doesn't really, it doesn't, I don't know if it plays into it that much, you know? I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah.
But they introduced a lot of those weird rules where I was like, kind of like confused about where that was going. Oh, wait, so how does that, so that plays into, so first off, they go to that house and they kill that hive.
Yes.
That hive.
And like, they just annihilate everyone. Of course, Dave
dude.
Pees.
Again. Dave Pees again, Dave of Pees course. Again. But that dude from Shameless, the
yes.
really jacked guy, isn't
yes.
it? He
and
was amazing.
He was. They had another group of vampire hunters that were they plumbers?
I don't know. I guess that was their cover.
Yeah,
their
that
covers
was their cover.
Are always like,
but they're like two jacked, like huge, like 6'9" guys, and they're
really
like,
think
let's...
about their covers more, because again, being really busy cleaning a pool or plumbing all the fucking time is just, it seems
there's like... a lot of toilets that need to be. They're just they gotta get them done.
Yeah,
they gotta get them done.
And then when he goes after that killing of all those zombies, he or vampires. He can't get the smell off him before he goes to a children's birthday party
mm-hmm.
with his daughter, Jamie Foxx's daughter.
Yes.
And that's when he starts getting chased by everybody. Mm-hmm. And they have like a car chase where his daughter's in the front seat, like listening to music. But then she takes her headphones off and starts helping him in the car chase.
And he's like, she's like, yeah, this is fun. This is cool. I know this.
This is fun. I'm like, and
this
also, I'm like, they're killing a bunch of people in this car chase. It was an insane car chase.
And she's
chase.
Like, meh, it's just an average.
Your daughter's a psycho, for sure.
Yeah, you should check her. Yeah. Like, and then they get back to, is it, because his apartment. Jamie's apartment, there's a neighbor that we should talk about. He like meets this neighbor and they're like kind of flirting.
Oh yeah,
bit.
There's the flirting neighbor.
And you're like, oh, Jamie, you have a potential. Like you might be getting back with your wife, but this girl, ooh,
this
love
girl,
interest.
Cute. Yeah.
But it turns out she's a vampire too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. And was it after this?
Yeah, that was after that. Yes.
Yes. And all of a sudden, I don't know which oh crap, which one is it? There's like another fight and with a lot of parkour.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much parkour fighting. I got lost.
It's yeah, like
it's
I'm like confused where the part went. But so
at some point his wife and daughter obviously get captured.
Yes, by the realtor.
By the realtor yeah. head vampire. Mm-hmm. Is anyone following this at all? You know?
Nope. It's not me.
But yes, they get captured, and like they want. Oh shit! And
yeah, Dave
Franco
turns into
turned.
A vampire.
Yes.
I was like, where was this moment? I don't remember. But
yes.
He gets turned into a vampire, and. Oh, he's like, oh, fuck. And then, like, Jamie, like, snaps his head off. But he's like, okay, I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to, like, eat you. I'm going to be cool.
Yeah, because he's one of the vampires who can survive getting decapitated.
Yeah, so he's just vibing with a severed head.
Yes.
Which is a vibe, to say the least.
And by the way, and then he remains a good guy throughout that whole thing.
Yes.
But they've been straight up murdering vampires and including an old lady in the beginning.
Yes, who ended up being the reason why.
Oh, yes.
The realtor's chasing Jamie.
So much.
That's okay. Because it's not revealed till like now.
Oh, yeah,
is
yeah, yeah.
The old woman. It was actually her daughter, but she couldn't turn her till she was older.
Right, right.
So, old lady, just don't kill old ladies. It might be someone's vampire daughter, you know?
Don't murder old ladies. That's, if you're going to take any lesson away from this.
Don't do it, kids.
Don't murder old women, okay?
Anybody else is fine, though. Anybody else is on the table. And so then they team up with the neighbor, and they're like, okay, we're going to go fight these guys. They get Snoop Dogg involved. They're like, let's go. We got to go save my family. They go to, like, this weird... Like, it looks like a Indiana Jones, like,
yeah, like
tomb.
Cave, like, underground thing.
Like, and it's, like, old and...
And then Snoop Dogg comes in with a Gatling gun.
And just annihilates everyone. And that, I was like, we need more of this. Where was this 30 minutes ago? We need more of
this. I'm not going to lie to you. I started fading real fast towards the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It got weird.
How did it end again? Yeah.
So Snoop Dogg like is like, I'm gonna be the savior, and he's like, I'm gonna take out all these guys, and of course his gun loses bullets, and you're like, oh my god, he dead. And then Jamie is like fighting the vampire.
So Snoop Dogg does die, right? Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He actually comes back alive at the very end.
Yes, I remember.
Jamie like fighting off the realtor woman vampire, and like the daughter's like trying to fight, and they're like throwing everyone everywhere, and Jamie's just getting his ass handed to him. And how he killed one of the vampires in the beginning is he put like a wire, like a serrated wire over the doorway, so if someone walked through they would get their throat slashed.
Mm-hmm.
And the vampire realtor woman, how could I have to say that?
I don't remember her name.
Was like
at all.
Running, I think it's like Audrey or something, was like running at him and
got his head cut off.
Got hurt, like, and then he shot her.
Right.
And she dead. And they, they decide, hey, we're not gonna move to Florida after all. And Snoop's alive, smoking a blunt.
But what I don't understand, so they don't learn the lesson. I was expecting them to learn the lesson of like, well, if we can keep Dave Frank around who's a vampire, we don't need to keep killing every single vampire.
This is true.
It seems like they kill him with reckless abandon.
They could be like, friends, but like...
But they could be friends. But they kill him with reckless abandon.
They're like, we don't care.
We don't... Oh, you're a vampire, you're dead. Like, we don't judge you based off of who you are as a person. But Dave Franco, at the end...
He's different. It's Dave Franco. He's different.
I know, but they never address that.
It's so... Yeah. I bet you that's like...
That's
bigger.
A sequel.
Yeah, it's a sequel. That's a sequel.
I don't think it'll get a sequel, to be honest.
But I want to point this out before we wrap this up. The Dave... After the fight, he goes to Jamie. He goes, I didn't pee myself this time. And everyone looks at him and they go, vampires can't pee or poop. And he goes, just let me have this one.
that was solid.
I was like, you're really like, hey, character arc, you didn't pee yourself.
Yeah. No, that was a good through line.
It's a big moment.
Yeah.
So out of 10, what do you think?
I mean, like five and a half.
Yeah.
For me, and this was always going to be like a thing. When you initially told me to watch this movie, I was really not looking forward to watching this movie because I was going to be like, oh, it's Zombieland. You know what I mean? And for me, it's like Zombieland is perfectly fun and stuff. But like, I love it when like a movie that's a horror comedy, like actually leans on horror over comedy.
Yeah.
Like there's stuff like Scream is such an amazing horror movie that's still a horror movie while also
being hilarious.
Yeah. And the same thing with like, I would even call Texas Chainsaw Massacre horror comedy. Like the scene at the end where
he's just wheeling.
The scene at the end where they're all sitting at the dinner table and they're trying to get their dead grandpa to kill the girl and they're putting a hammer in his hand and just lifting up his hand and it's just the hammer just keeps falling in his hand and hitting her head. I'm like, this is deeply disturbing and very funny.
Achieve
both things, but like sometimes with a movie, like I get a little tired of the. I'm like, well, this is just a comedy that you put zombies and vampires,
and they're like, oh, it's a horror film.
And
we're gonna label
horror
it
comedy.
I'm like, ah, We wanted more horror, but, you know.
But the action was cool, and they advertised it as the John Wick choreographer, which I think is funny. That's how, like...
I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense. And, like, they had that really intense, like, very deep world building that John Wick does, which they just, like, went all out with, like, there's this whole... world of vampire hunting that you don't know exists and all this sort of stuff.
And there's like there's different species of vampires that like,
yeah.
And then it's like, I want them to like, I feel like even the ones that they talked about, I think there's still more vampires that they didn't even like get into.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's, why would you do that to yourself and like set yourself up with so much detail that it's like, you're not going to be able to cover it in 2 hours.
Yeah. No, exactly. They tried to do a lot. But that being said, like, I'm not like a hater. I enjoyed
it. It was fun.
It was a fun movie to watch. The action was insane.
I probably won't see it again, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, like what would you rate?
I gave it a 6.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, fine. Yeah. It was fun. I was laughing. I thought it was
funny.
Goofy.
Yeah, yeah.
As hell. And I mean, Dave Franco peeing himself was honestly the funniest moment of it. His character is just so like, oh my God, oh my God. I think he throws up after he sees a vampire at one point. Like it was just so chaotic.
No, and they all did. Yeah, they all were amazing.
Oh, they're so fun. And just Snoop Dogg. I was like, you need to do more. This is so amazing.
You gotta love Snoop.
It was so fun. I love when actors or like singers start acting and I'm like, you could be bad or you could be really good.
You could be great.
And Snoop did a great job.
Yeah.
He didn't suck. I was like,
no, he didn't suck at all.
I was like, and his hair was so fantastic.
Yeah.
His dreads were like down to his ankles.
Oh my God.
And I
was
like,
sick.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think he was wearing a cowboy hat the whole time.
He was. Which is just badass.
Which is badass.
You know what I mean?
It's amazing. And you know who else is badass?
Who?
You.
You're badass.
Hey.
Thank you.
We're badass.
We're badass.
So,
together.
Do you have any? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes. I have a short film coming out soon called The Cowboy and the Samurai, coming to the Lewis Brothers Video channel. Lewis Brothers Videos. Look it up. I'm just doing comedy. I have a Halloween show happening right now at Flappers, Main Room Flappers.
Amazing. He's hilarious. And
I appreciate
his that. His songs are brilliant.
Oh, I appreciate
They're brilliant.
That. Thank you so much.
Of course.
But so that short film's coming out soon. Jamie Costa plays Jack Nicholson. Sandy Danto
Amazing.
Plays John Belushi in this kind of Hollywood fairy tale that we tell. Check that
Fantastic.
Out.
Fantastic. Two people that we want to see more of.
For sure. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. And thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And thank you to our sponsor, FYE. You can find them in stores or at FYE.com and slay all day, if you will. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye. You can follow us on Instagram at @horroratthestore, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.